Now, members of the Assembly Transportation Committee met today to discuss the upcoming state budget for the Department of Transportation. The committee was joined by road builders, environmentalists, and others, all of whom wanted to give their opinions on the budget.
And the meeting comes at a bit of an awkward time for Assembly representatives, as there has been growing disagreement among lawmakers about road funding priorities in the state.
Sean Johnson is the Capital Bureau Chief for WPR News. He's been covering the meeting today, joins us now to talk about it. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Well, give us an overview. What is on the table as we come into this meeting here? What do we know from the governor's office on budget funding requests for roads and transportation?
Yeah, what we have here is a pretty unusual situation in that the governor has already released the Department of Transportation budget, and it's December. I mean, normally we don't have this kind of information until much later, and also normally you don't see lawmakers around the Capitol this time of year. In this part of the legislative cycle, they're here talking about the budget today, talking about it at length with Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb, and they're very much at odds with their governor on this plan, at least a number of them are, in terms of what it would spend on roads. And I think the main point of contention is that the governor's budget would not increase any kind of revenue to pay for roads. And beyond that, it would keep bonding or borrowing relatively low compared to recent years. And so what you have is less money to spend on roads, and that bothers a lot of lawmakers.
Yeah, Secretary Gottlieb, the star of the show today, I understand he's been on for more than a few hours today. What did he say about what that funding level means for road building and maybe more importantly, road maintenance around the state?
He didn't really sugarcoat anything. I mean, Gottlieb is somebody who has long advocated for spending more on highways, saying that if you don't do it now or soon, that it's only not only are the conditions of the roads going to get worse, but the cost of repairing them is going to get greater. And so Gottlieb has that in his background, both as a state lawmaker and as the transportation secretary just 4 years ago when he was instrumental in putting together this report that talked about a range of revenue options needed to pay for roads. But he is the transportation secretary who serves at the pleasure of the governor, and the governor's made it pretty clear this year that he wants no new tax increases, no new revenue increases to pay for roads, and so that's been the back and forth. Gottlieb has defended the governor's budget as being responsible and balanced. At the same time, he said that it's going to make the state's road situation more severe over time, and that right now you've got about 21% of the state's roads are in what the DOT determines to be poor condition, or at least they would be by 2018. 10 years from now, he said that number of roads that are in poor condition would double. So he's not exactly sugarcoating the situation.
Now, I want to give a listen here. There's been back and forth leading up to today's meeting between some Republicans in the Assembly and their colleagues in the Senate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, took it on the road. He put up a YouTube video of him riding some Burlington area roads in the back of an ambulance with his cousin, Mike, who works in the ambulance, talking about how dangerous these conditions can be. Here's a little listen to that video.
I never even thought of the difference of being in an ambulance like this versus riding in your car where you think, yeah, there's a pothole, but it's not that big of a deal. Or imagine you're sitting here, look at this, holy cow, I can't even imagine what it would be like to be sitting in there.
That staccato sound in the background, the rattling of the ambulance going over rough roads, apparently, and you can see it bouncing up and down as they ride along. This is not something we see all the time, Sean, a legislator posting this kind of video in an argument with members of his own party.
No, yeah, he's not exactly in that video naming names, but we know he's been out there critical of the governor's budget, and there he is in that video, which if you watch it, I mean, the video, the camera is shaking as the ambulance rolls down the highway there. There he is saying that, hey, if you have unsafe roads, it's essentially a public health concern, too. That's a very unusual tactic for a top Republican in the legislature to go after his own governor that way. I think it's only December. The fact that they're doing that now signals that this is going to be a debate like we haven't seen before.
People pay a lot of attention to some of the marquee items, the big ticket, highway expansions, that kind of thing. Hearing a lot lately about local roads, the League of Municipalities, I understand, will be testifying there if they haven't already. They've been advocating for more local road funding, saying we're having big trouble in local areas. Has that been a topic of discussion with Secretary Gottlieb and others today?
Yeah, I mean, the governor's budget, or the governor has made a point of saying that his budget includes more money for road maintenance than you've seen in the past, although the jump is not huge. So that's kind of what they've emphasized, is that while this budget doesn't have the kind of funding that the DOT had said, you know, until recently was pretty important, it does have funding for that maintenance. And so, you know, local government groups appreciate that. At the same time, I think they're on the same page with other groups or lawmakers who feel like long-term that the budget isn't tenable.
We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, looking at today's Assembly Transportation Budget Hearing. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The State Assembly Transportation Committee met with advocates and businesses today to talk about the potential budget for roads and other infrastructure projects.
We're continuing the conversation with Sean Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief here at WPR. He's been covering the meeting today. Sean, we talked about local roads a bit. The big ticket items I mentioned, the big highway overhauls and things like that. What kind of delays are we talking about, postponements on already planned projects are we hearing about?
Yeah, Gottlieb floated out some numbers here today. Excuse me, the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Mark Gottlieb, floated out some numbers here today that caught people's attention. And he was asked if current funding trends continue, that is, if what you see in the governor's budget here coupled with what you see from the federal government is the norm, how long is it going to take for the state to complete its long-term plan for modernization of the Southeast Wisconsin highway system? He said it would take 70 years. So that, I think, for a number of lawmakers who are in places like Waukesha County that's waiting on an expansion of I-94, probably caught their attention. He also said that given current trends, current revenue trends, it would be 30 years before the state even considers or studies a new project to add to that list of mega projects. So, you know, that's a long time, and practically speaking, you can't expect the current highways that they're, you know, upgrading or replacing to last that long. Gottlieb announced, acknowledged after the meeting. So that's, I think, the type of number that you can hear advocates for more spending or more revenue throw out throughout this process.
You mentioned Waukesha County and I-94. Are there other cases where legislators from particular areas are saying, well, hold on, you're delaying my project, the one that my constituents are using?
There's just so many projects. I mean, there's so many places where the DOT and that road project in a community is a tangible, reminder of what state government does, that, you know, every legislator is going to view this budget differently. And so if there's something that's being delayed in their neighborhood, in their district, they're going to look at this differently than somebody who, you know, represents an area where all the projects are on schedule.
Let's talk about the revenue side of things. Governor Walker, a lot of Republicans in the Senate seem to be saying, no, we're not going to increase revenue in the form of a gas tax or user fees or things like that, and not open particularly to borrowing either. But for Speaker Voss and others who want to see more revenue, what kind of things are they talking about?
We don't know yet. I mean, we know that the Assembly has said that it's going to develop an alternative plan. They've said that it should be kind of an all-of-the-above approach, that you should scrutinize the current Department of Transportation, look for what they view as wasteful spending, wait for this audit of the Department of Transportation to come out. That's something that it should be happening, you know, relatively soon. And then beyond that, be open to the idea of raising revenue. And their argument is that the reason you do that is because right now, under current trends, set aside all these projects that lawmakers want to get done, the state is spending more and more on debt service under current trends without raising revenue. So what you're seeing is, you know, roughly 20 cents of every dollar of transportation revenue is going to pay off old borrowing. And that's just going to climb till the point that it gets to almost 25 cents on every dollar is going to go toward paying off old debt. So that's an argument that a number of Assembly Republicans are making when it comes to some kind of a revenue increase to reduce that long-term debt. But as of right now, we don't know what that plan is going to look like.
You mentioned the idea that, hey, we just need to be more efficient. Maybe there's some things we don't need to be doing. And that's something we've heard from some Republicans and some environmentalists, that the state is doing unnecessary highway expansion projects. Did that come up today?
It did. You actually heard from Representative Joe Sanfilippo, who got really quite into the fine details with Gottlieb, saying that, you know, the department's spending too much on everything from, you know, the type of rebar that's in its concrete to the type of stoplights that it's putting up in communities, and that if it just saved on those projects, you know, over time they would add up, and that the department would, you know, gain some confidence with the public. It was one of the rare times when Gottlieb, who was basically composed throughout this meeting and answered questions in a just-the-facts kind of manner, kind of shot back to Sanfilippo and said, I don't know if your constituents would rather have their bridges designed by bridge engineers or legislators, kind of hinting that maybe you should leave this stuff to the pros.
All right, this hearing today, what's next? This is not going to be a short story, this transportation budget.
Yeah, in a way, this hearing is kind of a dog and pony show. I mean, it's not part of the actual budget process. I think the information that they got from Gottlieb on, you know, the length of delays that this could lead to and the type of conditions it could leave the you know, state's roads in, I think that's something that Assembly Republicans will use as they craft an alternative budget. But we don't even have the governor's official budget yet. That comes out usually in February. And then the Joint Finance Committee takes a crack at it. You know, the state Senate's not even on the same page as the state assembly on all this stuff. So the idea that we're going to have some kind of resolution to this anytime soon seems unlikely.
And Democrats in a substantial minority in both houses. But if Republicans are split, do Democrats matter when it comes down to voting on this?
They would have to make the call that they're willing to go along with the Democrats to, you know, say, override a governor's veto, for example. You know, that's something that you'd have to think way off into the future about where that'd be a possibility. It's not something that Republicans have been willing to do thus far since they've come to power in state government. It is unusual to hear Democrats and many Assembly Republicans at this committee basically on the same page when it comes to transportation spending.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News, talking about today's Assembly Transportation Committee meeting, talking about the long process of funding Wisconsin's roads.